like to read something from Srimad Bhagavatam, especially with the cooperation of our young devotees here in the middle. I think they need a place to play. Is there a place for them to play? Boys, would you like to play? There's a place right over there. Right over around the corner. See you later. Maybe in a few years. Yeah, he wants to go too. Okay. So here's some teachings from Srimad Bhagavatam on the topic of deity worship, where Srila Prabhupada is taking the words of Shukadeva Goswami and presenting the purport that says one should, with one's eyes, see the symbolic, the translation is, the eyes which do not look at the symbolic representations of the personality of Godhead Vishnu, his forms, name, quality, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of a peacock. And the legs which do not move to the holy places where the Lord is remembered are considered to be like tree trunks. Not very flattering. In the previous purport, Prabhupada is speaking about Maharaj Ambarish, where he achieved spiritual perfection by fixing his mind upon the personality of Godhead and engaging himself very nicely in worship of the deity of Krishna and worshiping in the temple and cleansing the floor of the temple with his hands and using his legs to walk to the temple, seeing the beautiful form of the deity, hearing the descriptions from the qualified brahmanas of the glories of the Lord. So specifically here is the eyes seeing the form of the deity. Prabhupada writes, especially for the householder devotees. I see a few householder devotees, and they're the children of those householder devotees. The path of deity worship is strongly recommended, as far as possible, every householder, by the direction of the spiritual master, must install the deity of Vishnu, forms like Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana, or Sitaram especially, or any other forms of the Lord like Nrisingha Varaha, Gornatai, Matsya Kurma, Shalagram Shila, and many other forms of Vishnu like Trivikram, Keshava, Chuta, Vasudeva, Narayana, and Damodar, as recommended in the Vaishnava Tantras or Puranas. And one's family should worship strictly according to the directions of the regulations of Archana Vidhi. Recently I sent out some links to standards for deity worship to be observed in temples and in homes. And if those of you that are some here that may not have received that, ask those that have received it and they can send you the link to a website that has the Archana Padati, which is a summary of teachings from Narada Pancharatra. That's what's called as Vaishnava Tantra. It's the Tantra means how to. And so how to do worship of the deity in various ways. Everything. The artis, the dressing, the bathing, the mantras, everything. in a very simple form and a more elaborate form, and something that we would never do, the super elaborate form. But at least standards that one should observe. I can say this from the position of our North American leaders. We have regular calls, weekly calls, where our leaders consider different important matters in our society in North America. And one of those important matters is the next generation of devotees that have not had training how to do deity worship. Guess what? They don't know how to do deity worship. And when they don't know how to do deity worship and they do deity worship, they invent things. And that's something that Srila Prabhupada very strongly cautioned against. Not only changing or inventing philosophy, that's maybe more obvious, but with deity worship one should also not, because one follows the other. It's called deviation. And not a good idea. It won't take you to a good place. So if you're going to worship deities, or if you are worshiping deities, please learn how to do it properly. And it's not difficult. The link will tell you how to do it properly, and then it's very simple. You just do it properly. And don't add things. Don't invent things. If the standard is something that difficult to maintain, approximate the standard and then come to the standard, but don't invent things. Please don't invent things. It's pounded into my head from training from Srila Prabhupada. Don't do that. The tendency is to do that. Don't do that. Even if the tendency says little something, don't do that. Just take the standards that are, because that's the difference between idol worship and deity worship. The process of archana is following standards. They're available. Follow them. Prabhupada continues. Listen to this. Any member of the family who is above 12 years of age should be initiated. By a bona fide spiritual master. And all the members of the household, even those that are not 12, all the members of the household, no dogs allowed, should be engaged in the daily service of the Lord, beginning from 4 a.m. until night, 10 p.m. By performing Mangalarti, Niranjana, Archana, Puja, Kirtan, Shringara, Bhoga, Vaikali, Sandhya Arati, Patha, Bhoga at night, Shayana Arati, etc. Of course, you can do a few other things in between, that's okay. The idea is be fully engaged in Krishna's service. It doesn't have to be only deity service, but always engaged in service to Krishna. Engagement in such worship of the deity under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master will greatly help the householders to purify their very existence and make rapid progress in spiritual knowledge. Progress in spiritual knowledge, not just by reading, but by worshiping properly. It purifies one's existence, and in that purified state of existence, when you do read, it'll go in. And it'll resonate, and it will come out in the form of how you render your service. They go well together. Simple theoretical book knowledge is not sufficient for a neophyte devotee. Book knowledge is theoretical, whereas the Arjuna process is practical. Spiritual knowledge must be developed by combination of theoretical and practical knowledge. And that is the guaranteed way for attainment of spiritual perfection. The training of devotional service for a neophyte devotee completely depends on the expert spiritual master who knows how to lead his disciple to make gradual progress towards the path back home, back to Godhead. And he goes in the other direction. One should not become a pseudo-spiritual master as a matter of business to meet one's family expenditures. And he goes the other way. One must be an expert spiritual master to deliver the disciple from the clutches of impending death. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has to find the bona fide qualities of a spiritual master. And one of the verses that in that description reads, Shri Vigrahara Dhana Nityanana Shringara Tanman Dira Marjanado Yuktasya Bhaktams Chanayunjatopi Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Shri Vigraha is the archa, or suitable worshipable form of the Lord, and the disciple should be engaged in worshipping the deity regularly. And there's another list. By Shringara, by proper decoration and dressing, and also by Mandira Marjana, the matter of cleansing the temple. The spiritual master teaches the neophyte devotee all these kindly and personally to help him gradually in the realization of the transcendental name, quality, form, etc. of the Lord. And then Prabhupada explains how chanting is to accompany deity worship, of course. He writes, only attention engaged in the service of the Lord, especially in dressing and decorating the temple, accompanied by musical kirtan and spiritual instructions from scriptures, can save the modern man from the hellish cinema attractions and rubbish sex songs broadcast everywhere by radios, iPods, and what have you. Doesn't say iPods. Internet. If one is unable to maintain a temple at home, you should go to another temple where all the above performances are regularly executed. Visiting the temple of a devotee and looking at the profusely decorated forms of the Lord, well-dressed in a well-decorated, sanctified temple, naturally infuse the mundane mind with spiritual inspiration. And then he speaks of going to Vrindavan, using the legs instead of those tree trunks, to go to the place of pilgrimage. The best purpose of traveling tendencies should be fulfilled by visiting the holy places established by great acharyas and thereby not being misled by the atheistic propaganda of money-making men who have no knowledge of spiritual matters. So, some basic, important instruction in the importance of deity worship. Elsewhere in this second canto, Srila Prabhupada writes that one of the reasons for mentioning specifically householders is that the bodily conception of life, you can't be a householder if you don't have one. So how to connect that to something that's going to uplift you, and you connect the physical conception to the spiritual form of the Lord. Place or repose that tendency on the spiritual form of the Lord. And by seeing, worshiping, decorating, dressing, remembering, worshiping, etc. The spiritual conception, the material conception of form becomes spiritualized. Because in fact the deity form of the Lord is a merciful form. This is how it's described in Scripture. One who wishes to see God but doesn't have the capacity because their eyes are not yet spiritualized. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Not sufficiently spiritualized, but wishes to see the form. The Lord is very kind by manifesting himself in his deity form. And the deity form is non-different than the Supreme Lord. I had some discussion with our pujaris in Mayapur. How many here have been to Mayapur? Oh, good. Amazing deity worship there, yes? Practically, they set the standard for the whole world. For your information, they have a deity worship academy. There's a whole building that's dedicated to training devotees from all around the world that come. They have rigorous program, 2-month program, for pujaris to go and learn the art. In one of the rooms, for example, is they have mannequin heads where they teach how to prepare the hair of the deity and then how to place the crown of the deity and how to make and to properly hang and decorate the ornaments of the deity. They have a section where you can make jewelry for the deity of, you know, brooches and necklaces and the whole thing, and all of the standards of deity worship, all of the mantras, everything. You want to one day become a really good pujari, that's one option. It's very nice. And it's important, as I mentioned, because, sad but true, devotees that didn't have some direct training in deity worship, they, sincere as they may be, they don't know what to do. And so training is necessary. And so I had some discussion with those two devotees that look after the deity worship program for the past 40 years in Mayapur, Pankajangri and Jananivas. And the question that I was bringing up was exactly what we just did. Is what we just did considered installing deity, or what is it, technically? And the answer was very simple. The answer is there are two procedures and subcategories of those procedures, but there's formal pran pratishtha, and there's what we just did, and both are installation. In the formal pran pratishtha, it takes several days with the installing of Krishna Balaram and in Krishna Balaram Mandir, or installing Panchatattva in Mayapur. It took 3 days. And very, very elaborate procedures, including the one of the days with pieces of grass strung together of a particular length and a particular this and that, and placing them on parts of the body of the deity while the pujari is calling for the Lord to come and reside in this part, that part, the other parts of the body of the deity for receiving the worship of the deity. I was personally participating in that procedure with the Panchatattva. And it's a very wonderful installation process. Very, very moving, inspiring. And then another is what we just did, Abhishek, followed by offering the deity a new dress, followed by offering bhoga and arati. That's installation. It's something like, not the same, but it's something like marriage. You can have a multi-day marriage and you can have a one-day marriage. But it's marriage. Now, that was marriage and this isn't really marriage. It's marriage. And what we've done is installation. And once installing, what it means is you've invited the Supreme Lord to come and reside in your home, and more strongly, to preside. And it's no longer your home. If they preside, then it's their home, and you're serving them in their home. They've got lots of homes. But wealthy people can have lots of homes, so why not the Supreme Lord have lots of homes? One here, one there, and receiving nice things wherever they are. And the benefit goes to us, the worshippers. And just as the families are gathered together here, it's to assist in the honoring of the appearance of the deity form of the Lord. So it's very pleasing to the Lord. It's not just pleasing to the host family. It's in honor of the Lord's appearance. And then after we've all gone back to our homes and wherever we came from, then the ongoing worship is in the care of the family that invited. And these standards that are mentioned, foremost amongst them are three things: cleanliness, regularity, and sincerity. Prabhupada's word is summit cleanliness. Clean, 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 very clean. So the place where the deity is worshipped, that's the altar. Not just the altar, but this is the temple room where the altar is and where the deity is. So the house becomes, it's of necessity, if you're inviting the Supreme Lord, to maintain very high standards of cleanliness in the home. And regularity. In temple worship, it's a stronger word. It's punctuality. Exactly at 4:30, it's Mangal Arati. Not 4:31 or something, 4:35. It's 4:30. The pujari is there waiting, watching the second hand moves, and it's 4:30. Punctuality. So in your home, whatever that time is that, according to the necessities of your home, works best for the family, some particular time. This doesn't have to be with the same fixity as temple, but at least within a certain range of time, so that the family duties, the school and work and preparing and everything, works so that as ideally the family can participate, and that's a fixed time. Ideally as close to that time, no matter what the previous night was. And immediately by doing that, it establishes regularity in the home. And regularity in the home helps establish the quality of goodness in the home and goodness in your life, along with cleanliness. So notice, mode of goodness. Get message should be clear. Mode of goodness. It promotes the mode of goodness, and that mode of goodness, cleanliness, regularity, it promotes purity. And purity enhances one's capacity to properly hear, properly chant, properly receive mercy that's coming from Krishna through various channels, through the scripture and through the association of devotees and through the spiritual master, and through all the wonderful ways that Krishna is coming into our lives. It, further opens that receptivity capacity, and so that progressively one will advance. This last thing, I think, is that this mandate that every home, it's not like to fulfill that instruction, everyone runs out and goes to the Govinda's gift store and gets a set of deities. And everybody that's over 12 years, tomorrow they're having initiation ceremonies. But it means that that's a standard that one should recognize. This is Srila Prabhupada's instruction. It's not just a conversation. It's in his books, which means it's very important. So as a family practicing Krishna consciousness, here's our standard that we're looking towards and strive towards that goal, that standard, as much as one can. And at least we have a standard to strive towards. Now, it's not common, even during Prabhupada's time when he wrote this purport, that everyone that was over 12, he initiated. That's not what Srila Prabhupada did, but that's, I'm making the point, that's a standard. It's something that he set as the acharya of, we should work towards what is standard. And that means we have to qualify ourselves before we can do all these things that he's just mentioned in the purport. And the most important means for qualifying ourselves is something that anyone and everyone, and even a child, can do and have access to, is chanting of the holy name. And so central to help qualify ourselves for all these nice things is Lord Chaitanya's main gift, the Yuga Dharma, chanting of Krishna's holy name. And that means when you have deity worship in your home, the deity worship should be accompanied with chanting of the holy name. In fact, that's the standard. Before the worship, chanting of the holy name, and then the worship, and after the worship, chanting of the holy name. And they go very well together. Deity worship, side by side. Pancharatrika vidhi and Bhagavat vidhi, side by side. They go well together. So, how are we doing with the deity dressing? Is it, oh. Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai. They're going to make an offering now, so we're going to let that go on. We'll see if there's any discussion or comments. Anyone? Yes.
About the tantra, can you talk a little more about it? The tantra, how to worship?
You want to know some of the details, or you want to know what the word means?
No, like more details.
Well, one thing is the consciousness of worship is accompanied by things that you do externally. So the consciousness of worship is it's humble. That is, you're doing on behalf of. One should not worship, just as it repeated it three times in the purport, without the permission and guidance of the spiritual master. So that means once you're doing under the permission and guidance of the spiritual master. You're doing on behalf of the spiritual master. That's the consciousness. And so the Tantra says, when you first begin the worship, you seek permission from the spiritual master on his behalf to approach the deity. It's always with that humble mood. And the reason, part of the reason for the humble mood is, besides that's the reality, it protects one from familiarity. It's one thing, just like on altars, commonly the standard is the deity is both higher than where you're standing and further away than where you're standing. Because if the deity was at the same level and you were practically right next to the deity, familiarity. So the deity is higher and the deity is some distance. Because of that, there's some respect. You avoid familiarity. But a pujari is directly touching the deity. It has to be not just above them, but a place where they can reach them. And so, double possibility of familiarity, taking as ordinary that which is not ordinary. So there's tantra to protect one from that. And the admonition that one should always be in the mood of the meek and humble servant. And then similarly, when approaching the deity, there is mantras for approaching the lotus feet of the deity and touching the lotus feet of the deity, which is a great honor. But it should be done, you know, preceded by this mood of humility. And mantras for, again, and procedures, tantras, for permission from the deity to serve the deity. And then there's sequences of things that are done for, just as with the Abhishek, anointing. It depends on the standard that one has at one's home, the time that one has. Sometimes the deity dressing may be done in home worship once a week. And then, just as we did, Abhishek followed by deity dressing and new decorations. Or it may be more regularly than that, as in temples, it's every day. And depending upon what the deity besides one's own timing, deities may be, let's say, neem deities may be washed with a cloth, as opposed to an abhishek, and so forth. So, you know, I advise if you're interested in what are the tantras, you go to the places where it describes it in detail and take guidance, as Prabhupada says here, from persons that are qualified in that field. I'll just say it backwards, which is there are some places in our North American temples, not homes, where devotees have done what I just described. They went to the places and they read and they studied, but they didn't understand because they weren't properly guided. And so they've made some serious boo-boos. And when you offend the deity, that's a problem. Not light, it's heavy. Sincerely unguided. Sincere but unguided. So guidance is really important, along with the text. So read the text to get the detail and ask the devotees that are trained properly, can you help me understand this? How do I apply that? What do I do? And then those devotees that are giving the training, they can't just be, you know, I've read a lot, so I know a lot. They have to be also trained in that method of proper guidance. Otherwise, it's chaos. And, you know, chaos breeds more chaos. It doesn't breed order. It breeds more chaos. So training is very important. In all matters, in deity worship is one of them. Anything else? Vaihara, you have something? Okay. Yes? No. Yes, yes.
What is it about the regularity? Deity worship needs regularity, one of the aspects you mentioned. And I heard previously that deity worship helps also to get to regulation.
Sure. So, Krishna helps us.
So we need to get to some level of regularity before deity worship.
Yes. One, it's both help each other. Sometimes this question goes, which comes first? And something like you just asked, before you invite a guest to your home, shouldn't you clean your home? Rather than saying, I think I'll invite a guest to my home and that'll be impetus that I'll clean my home. Some prior to inviting the deity, some as a family, anticipating the arrival of the deity, let's really work on the following things. So that when the deity comes, we're ready. We're prepared. Yeah. Yes?
Just like you mentioned, like 4 years back, I mean, we were not properly guided. So we went to the temple store and just got 2 deities. So these deities are really very beautiful.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, just looking at them, I'm so inspired. So I can aspire for getting a good regular deities from your guidance and all that, but something
when
like that happens, what do I do with the old deity?
Well, one thing you can consider when your daughter becomes old enough. Where is she? When your daughter becomes old enough, it's something to consider. She can have her altar. Something like that. Or maybe some other family that their daughter or son is a little older and they would like to. Something like that. I think it's going to take a while, though. Something else? Okay, so let's have kirtan for a while.